A team from the Hanover British Society is travelling in a coach similar to the one used by King George on his trip to the coronation. As it set off from Herrenhausen Gardens in Hanover, retired Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Barclay Stewart, formerly of the Royal Scots, was among those seeing the coach on its way.
I think it's fantastic that we're actually making the effort to develop the routes that we had for 300 years. And as a member of the Hanover British Gesellschaft, it's also quite important to see that the British connection is continued here in Hanover.
The carriage will pass many old staging posts on its way to The Hague before it continues to London, where it will be received by 30 members of the Hanover British Society in St James's Palace in Pall Mall after 16 days on the road. But to begin the journey, a festival was held outside Herrenhausen Palace, which was once the summer residence of the Royal House of Hanover. Members of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards came from Fallingbostel in their traditional number one dress to be part of the occasion.
It's really important. We have a number of links with the House of Hanover, and the regiment has a lot of history. The Royal Scots Green Guards did come from the Royal Scots Greys, who rode white horses, which come from the Hanoverian horse. We also have the Hanoverian horse on the back of our bearskins, which we wear for ceremonial duties. So we still have that link even today.
We've had a lot of people showing interest coming up, and Germans have been all over us for photos. Very interested who we are, the links we have with Hanover, and what we're actually doing here today.
But taking centre stage was a member of the German army who'd been invited by the Hohner Garrison Services Liaison Officer to dress as King George I of Great Britain.
It's an honour for me to be playing this role and experience the atmosphere at the Herrenhausen Gardens. The British royal family fascinates me. It's nice to be involved in this great atmosphere.
As the age of the British military presence in Germany begins to come to an end and commemorative events for the centenary of the end of World War I pick up pace, it's important to remember the positive part German history also plays, retired Captain Alexander Hartwell of the Royal Welsh.
There's so much sort of celebrating the First World War and the 100-year celebrations and this, that and the other, if that's the right word to use, whereas this is a celebration of something great between the two countries that happened. And you could say it formed the basis of building up the British Empire, really, because it was the Georgian period that really took us forward to being a world power.
The Royal Coach is due to arrive in London on the 16th of May to coincide with the official opening of the Lower Saxony State Exhibition in Germany. This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Hanover.